they call the unit block. So they are the living unit block, so the block of the living unit. So we have to divide the table. Columns are 3 to 5. So block of the living unit. So 2 to 5 living units, 6 to 20 units, 21 or more living units. So then, we are firstly calculating the program. In this case, individual unit per phase. So how many units? So the unit is 80 units. So we use a 3-way system. So the 3-way system is individual unit per phase. So individual unit per phase will be the 3-way system. So 80 divided by 3, so you got approximately 27 units. And in this case, how many are range? Electric range is a supply rate, 70 units. So the electric range per phase. So 11 range is 70 units, so that's 70 divided by 3, so you got approximately 6. So 80 by 3 is approximately 27, because that 27 by 3 is 81. And also that 70 by 3 approximately 6. So this is the we use. And after that, you have to utilize it. You also need to know for the individual unit. So the all the units are the same. So that in this case, you don't use the individual unit because of that we all these know about this parfait. Parfait is 27, so we have to utilize the individual unit. So that we have to utilize the equipment. And no glue, column, calculation, and the results. The golden set we create in the table. The table is the individual unit, so the equipment, and the low group, column, calculation, and results. Those have to be created in the table. So the first thing we know about the Leiden. So Leiden are how many units? So 27 units, Leiden got 80 units. Every 80 units are unit called the Leiden. So then, how many Leiden points? Leiden point weighty. So this is for the no two is a Leiden at A1. And column is no longer column 2. Individual unit is a column 2. But here is unit block. How many units? You are called 27 units. So this is 2 to 5 units is a column 3, 6 to 20 is a column 4, 21 or more. 27 units, therefore the column should be there, column 5, because of the total living unit is 27 units, column 5. So this is 127 units. Local A1, column 5. Calculation. So for the 27 units, column 5 is stored about the 0.5 MVR bar living unit. And therefore the calculation is 0.5 MVR. How many units? 27 units, so multiply 27. 0.5 multiply 27, you got there, 13.5 MVR. So this is the way we calculate the current. No longer individual unit for the 27 or more, 21 or more units, so that we have to take the column 5. So column 5 shows the 0.5 MVR by living units. So how many units are free? It's 27, so the 27 multiply 0.5, you got there, 13.5 MVR. So this is the lighting. And also then, you need to calculate the socket outlet. So socket outlet is the low blue will be there. According to the table C1, socket outlet low blue is B1. So table is low blue is a B1. So then there are 27 units. So then you have to do that. Socket outlet is column 5. So the outlet, low blue the B1, column 5. So the according to the column 5, it say about the 50 MVR plus 1.9 MVR bar living unit. This is the formula. 50 MVR plus 1.9 multiply number of living unit. So the 50 plus 1.9 multiply how many unit? 27 unit. 50 plus 1.9 multiplied by 27, so you got this 10153 MVR. So this is for the all the software outlet. They could be using the 101.3 MBR. For two data, table C1, so this is for the 21 or more, so the low group B1 and the column 5. So the 50 plus 1.9 MBR by living to the how many units? 27 units, 50 plus 1.9 plus, multiplies by 27. So this is the socket outlet. And we also calculate the elective range. So the electric range is the how many electric range? So the electric range we calculate is the 6. So let's just call it electric range. Electric range, so there will be the 6 to the 10 units, we see the electric range. So we'll do the electric range here. So the local speed, so how many is that? Electric range unit, 6 units. So electric range unit, you see that here, electric range unit. Electric range is a 2 to 5 living unit, 6 to 20 living unit. 6 to 20 living units will be there, 4 and 4 and 5. Because the 6 to 20, see you got a 6 unit, so the 4 and 4 to 5. Because of the 6 unit. So the according to the rules that it's say about the electric range, 2.8 MVR bar living unit. So 2.8. Multiply, living unit is 6, so 2y multiply 6, so you got the 16.8 MPR. So this is for the individual unit we calculate. Okay, this is for the individual unit, all the unit blocks that you got the individual unit we calculate. Okay, after that, we also calculate for the street heater. So street heater is a low group is a space heating. Okay, space heating is as you can see the space heater. Space heating, so low group D. So the low group D. Low group is D. Okay, how many is that a space heater? So the space heater will be there here, lighting unit. And then socket outlet electric range and 2.5 kilowatt 10.4 per minute street heater. So street heater is the 10.4 MVR. So then how many units are 80 units? So 80 units, so per phase will be the how many are per phase? This is the 27. So 27, so this is the street heater with the 27 units. So therefore then you see the street heater, space heating 27 units, 21 or more. So 75% is collected low. So the space heater will be the column 4 plus 5 because of the 27 unit per phase. So the according to the rule will be the 75% of the collected low. 75% of the collected low. So the how many collected low? That will be the 75%. So 0.75 multiply. So the street heater is a 2.5 kilowatt, 2.5 into 10 power 3, how many units? 27 units, divided by 48,240 volts. So this current will be the, we calculate the current, then we 210.6. So this is the street heater we calculate like this. And finally, we calculate the water heater. So water heater will be the storage heater. The storage heater here will be the low group F. So this is the low group F. So low group F, how many low? 27 units. So 27 units, so that this will be the storage heater is the column 5. So this is called low group S, column 5. So the according to the column 5, it says about the 100 MVR plus 100 MVR plus 0.8 MVR bar unit. So this is the rule. So the 100 plus 0.8 bar unit. How many units are 27 units? 100 plus 0.8 multiply 27. So you got 121.6 MVR. So this is for the water heater we calculated. Okay, we add the all up. All the other, you got the 468.8 MBR. So this is the unit block. All the unit block 80 units. They are the taking there. Bar phase taking the 468.8 MBR bar phase. So this is the unit block. So in addition to this individual unit load, they also got a common load. You see that your unit block, all your living, your units are there, your individual load, and all the stairway line or the front door line, and those, and also the sun unit provide the common laundry. Sun unit got the individual laundry, sun unit does not have the individual laundry. They provide the laundry room. All the laundry room, all laundries are there. This is all the communal load. So that we also need to calculate the communal load. This is all the common load.
Number two is the common law.
Okay, so what are we there? We also need to make a calculation for the common law. So equipment and low group and column and calculation.
And result.
Okay, so equipment are low group, column calculation, and result. So firstly, you see the communal lighting. Okay, lighting are there a different group. So they are the lighting is column plus low group is only the individual lighting. Lighting is the individual lighting. This is not communal lighting. Communal lighting will be the H. Communal lighting. The difference between A and the H. A means that you got a unit flat, and your unit flat are lighting is individual lighting are local A. But the stairway light or the corridor light, they are the communal lighting, so local H. So therefore, the local H is the communal lighting, so the local will be the H. So how many are unit flat? So communal lighting will be there. They are the all the unit flats, so they're not applicable. This is a column 3, 4, and 5. Column 3, 4, 5. Okay, calculation. So the communal lighting point are how many calculated that communal lighting? Then will be there's a 50 watts lighting load. And also the we also need to calculate the 19 divided by 60 watts, 21 divided by 100 watts. So this is the lighting point. All the lighting load you calculate, this is for the sum divided by the 3. So 19 divided by 60 plus 21 divided by 100. So this is for the lighting point. So mean the lighting, so that this calculation will be there. Here, 19 divided by 60 plus 21 divided by 100 watts. So lighting point. So this will be there. 90 divided by 50 plus 21 divided by 100. Okay, so they are divided by 240 and divided by 3 phase. So that will be the 5400 2100, so 7500. So 240 divided by 5, so you got the 10.4 MBR. So this is for the communal lighting point. We calculate the 90, 60 watt lighting plus a 2100 watt lighting. And also the 10 MBR socket outlet. 10 MBR single outlet. The 10 MBR socket outlet, you see the 10 MBR. So there will be the 20 multiply 10 MBR socket outlet. 20 multiply 10 MBR socket outlet. So in this case, socket outlet is a communal lighting system. So we utilize the 10 MBR socket outlet. So the how many are MBR per phase? So they will be there. Socket outlet will be here, 2 MBR per point. So Okay, so the outlet not included as a JN, the public included the electric gas equipment, not included the state and the R. So this one. So in this case, we see the low two is the I. The low two I, so that then we use the 2 MVR but twice up to 150 MVR. So then we use the Cola is at 345. Okay, socket outlet are how many points? 20 socket outlet. So 20 divided by 33. So this is 7 units. Supposed to be 7. So that 345, so you see that the current, then we see that how many current? 2 MVR per point up to maximum of 50 MVR. So 2 MVR per point. 2 multiply 7, so 40 MVR. So current is 40 MVR. The socket outlet, we call this 40 MVR. And then, lift motor and three-phase pump motor, water supply motor. So they are not contributing. Lift motor is there. Approximately with the spare gas C2x4x1 and table C2, and also motor C2x4x1 and table C2 caller 2. So this is for the in this case, all motors are referred. Table C2, spare gas C2x4x1. This and also that we also see the tattoo style. And also the close wire. 3x6 kW close wire. So close wire, yeah, is a this is for the J. So there will be the 50% of the connected load. So this is for the load to J. Column 3+4+5. So in this case, how many are units? There are 10 units. 10 units divided by 3. So 10 divided by 3, so approximately 3. So then, how many are closed by approximately that we can take the 4. Because have 3 by 3, so you can take the 4. So the closed by you can calculate. Therefore, the 3 by 6 multiply 10 power 4 multiply 4. And closed by is a J. 50% of the load, so multiply with 5. Divided by 240. So the close area current, you calculate it says 30 MVR. And lift is a lift. You don't need to calculate a lift because the lift is a supply by the not breathing electric and base. This supply by the energy supply. Alright, so lift does not contribute. And also the motor. Ten power 3. Okay. Kilowatt to watch. And lift does not contribute. Motor. The motor is here. Table C2. C2 by 4 by 1. Table C2 colon 2. Table C2 colon 2. Table C2 colon 2. So then we see that table C2 and the colon 2. And C2 by 4 by 1. So we go to the table C2. So this is the table C2 and column 2. The motor. The motor is a column 2. Table C2, column 2 is here. Residential installation, factory, shop, school. So the residential is an institution. Because of that, we are the unit block of residential. So that this is the column 2. For the factory shop, this will be the column 3. So that we supply the motor for the residential, so columns are 2. Table C2, column 2. So that local will be D. So that full load of the higher rated motor plus 50% of the remainder. So they will be the local is at D. So according to the local group D, full connected load of the highest rated supply plus 50% of the remainder. So the how many are more than? There will be the limit that's not going to 1 multiplied by 5 kilowatts are 3 bit more than 4 kilowatts. So there are 2 more than. 3 more than does not include. So the 5 kilowatts is the biggest one. Another one is the smaller one. So that according to you, it say about the full connected load of the highest rated apply. Full connected load of the highest rated apply is this two model. One model is 5.5 kilowatt. It says this is the full, so 5.5.
And you can more 3
plus. The next one is the 50%. 50% apply time multiply. 4 and you can more 3. So this is for the model you saw. So like that, we calculate and then divided by 240. So divide by 240. So by solving this one, the model current will be 14.6. So you add the all current, get by 4 plus 14 plus 30 plus 14 by 6. So then that will be the 69 ampere. The total load. So then, number one is 468.8 plus number two, 69. And then all loads that you calculate is 532.8 ampere. So this is for the calculation. So this problem is about the this is for the unit block. Unit blocks are individual unit load and also the common load. So this calculation. So we use as our table C1 and C2, then we calculate for the load. In this case, we don't include the lift, but then you include C2, include the alarm motor. So this is for the mathematical calculation for the unit block load.